Hey, are you one of those people that said, hey, if I'm not on Broadway by the time I'm 25, then I'm not being an actor anymore? Or if I'm not in a gallery by next year, then I'm finished? If you have set unrealistic creative deadlines for yourself, this is the episode for you. I'm going to talk about the good kind of creative deadlines you can set and the ones that do not serve you at all. Well, hello and welcome to the Unstoppably Creative Podcast, where I'm going to show you how to increase your confidence, build momentum, and create wildly successful results. I'm your host, Leslie Becker, and I'm here to help you have an unstoppably creative life. So let's get to it. Well, hello, my friend, Leslie Becker here, and I am excited to talk to you today about creative deadlines. I don't know about you, but I know a lot of creatives that will set themselves up to absolutely fail by setting an unrealistic creative deadline. Now, I want to be super clear. When I'm talking about deadlines, I'm not talking about, hey, I'm going to set a deadline to finish my screenplay by next week. I'm talking about these global deadline statements that we say about our life. Things like, hey, if my business hasn't taken off in the next 6 months, I'm not doing it anymore. Or, hey, if I haven't gotten a record deal in the next 2 years, I'm going to go do something else. These kind of deadlines are impossible to set you up to succeed because they are not realistic. Not because of the number or length of time you're putting on it, but because we have no idea how we're going to feel in 2 years or what our life's going to look like in the next 5 years. So I want this episode to be something that's going to inspire you to set creative deadlines that make sense for yourself, not ones that hinder you from really embracing what your creative life could look like in the long run. Are you excited about that? I'm sure excited about that. But first, I want to update you a little bit on my big project that I have shared a lot on this podcast that I'm just super excited about. Now, for those of you that are tuning in one of the first times, my big project right now is a musical that I have written with my partner, Michael Hunsaker, and we are getting ready to do our final big investor presentation in Los Angeles for a bunch of studio execs. And I first started telling you guys about this back in probably 2 years ago on episode number 14 when the podcast was just getting started. And that episode was called, How Do You Bring a Back Burner Project Forward After It's Been on a Shelf for a Long Time? Because this musical was one of those projects for me. So here we are 2 years down the road from it, and we've had so many highs and so many lows. Even to the extent where we've said, if this show doesn't get to New York by this year, we're never doing it again. We're putting it back on the shelf. But here's what I've learned about these crazy deadlines, is they're really just there to protect your heart. They're there to protect you from, oh my gosh, what if I fail? Oh my gosh, what if this never actually happens? These fake deadlines are almost a way to pre-frame yourself to say, oh, it's not really going to happen, so I better have a backup plan. Well, I've got news for you. Sometimes having a backup plan is not the right thing to do because it makes you get a little bit lazy in the thing that you're actually engaged in. So on this episode, I want to show you examples of really great creative deadlines to set for yourself and ones that are not serving you at all. Are you ready? All right, pull out your pen and paper and we're going to dive right in. So the very first thing to do when you start to set creative deadlines, and this is whether you're working on your own or whether you're working with a group of people or a partner or a few people, is you absolutely have to know yourself well enough to know how you handle deadlines. Now, there are some people who are really great at having a deadline and they stick to it no matter what. And there's others of you that don't stick to a deadline at all. You might set one and then you don't really even ever think about it again and it passes by and you don't even remember. For me, I remember being in school when they would say a term paper was due at the end of the year and you have the whole year to do it. I would never even start that term paper until about 2 weeks before it was due because for me, I work really well with a deadline. I do not work well when I feel like I have all the time in the world. And the good thing about that with the partner I have on this particular project is he is the same way. So we know that when we are under deadline pressure, we are going to work fast, we are going to work well, and we're going to produce really awesome work. We do not do as well when we know, oh, hey, that thing's like 4 months away, so we don't even have to think about it. So for you and your work and your partners that you're working with, You need to all collectively come together and know yourself well enough and yourselves well enough to know how you work under deadlines. Because once you know that, you kind of know how to move forward. So once you know how you handle deadlines, then you need to go to step two. And step two is this: you cannot set a deadline without conferring with everybody that you're working with. In other words, I can't say to Michael, we need to have this done by the 15th of May, if I haven't even asked him if that's even doable in his life. Remember, a lot of times as creatives, we have multiple projects going on, and so we want to make sure that the projects align with all the other things we have going on in our life. So you have to make those creative deadlines together, things that are reasonable for both your schedules, things that you actually believe that you can hit. And of course, I always like to put a little bit of pressure to say, hey, let's set a deadline that's maybe a little sooner than what we need so that we can work forward quickly. But like I mentioned with me and this particular partner, we know how well we work together when we are together in the same room, how fast we can work, and how we get our best work done. And that, my friend, is the key, again, to knowing how you're going to handle a deadline. Okay, number three of setting a good creative deadline is to set one. You want to make sure that you do have deadlines that you are working on hitting. It is not good to just do a project and kind of say, oh, whenever this happens, it'll happen. You know, if you like to work that way and you work the best that way, go for it. But when you are really producing a project that's going to affect a lot of other people, you're going to naturally have deadlines. So you want to make sure you set ones, and that when you do set them, that they are effective. And then you're going to work as a team together to actually hit that deadline. Because when it's just all kind of mamby-pamby out there in the world, it really is not going to happen. So number three is you need to create a creative deadline. And finally, number four, when you do have a creative deadline, tell people about it. Surround yourself with people that can hold you accountable to that, whether that be the person you're working with or if you're working on your own, somebody that can be an accountability partner. Because no matter what, all creative projects have some kind of ultimate deadline, because you're going to finish something and ideally want to either pitch it or just sell it outright. So you must have deadlines, and you want to make sure that you hold yourself accountable to the ones that you've set that are reasonably great creative deadlines. Okay, so those are the good creative deadlines. So let's talk about the other kind of creative deadlines, like what I shared that we set about our show Fetching Water of, well, if it's not on Broadway by this year, we're out. Okay, that's a ridiculous thing to say, but I have a feeling if you're listening to this podcast and you are a creative, there has been some time in your life that you have said, well, if I'm not this by this date, then I'm not doing that anymore. And I'm just here to tell you that will never serve you well. So here are three ways to know if you have set yourself a creative deadline that is not serving you. So the first one is the example that I just gave, which is what I call a rules deadline. It usually sounds something like this: if I don't have this by this date, I'm quitting. These are the kind of deadlines that are so detrimental to you growing as a creative artist. Now, your practical and logical mind might say, no, that's actually a really good idea, because then I know I'm shooting for this, and if it doesn't happen by then, it's not going to happen. But here's the thing, we're creatives and we're in different kind of phases in our life at every stage of our life. And a year from now, you have no idea what will have occurred in your life between now and that year. So to declare this moment of, if I don't have this by this date, I'm moving on, just limits your ability to be a creative. The second way to recognize if it's not a good creative deadline is what I call the too fast, too soon deadline. This is that deadline that you set that's just outlandish. Like, I'm going to write a full-length musical in the next 2 weeks. Done. It's going to be over. You want to make sure you're setting a deadline that is actually reachable. And now, I am all for setting a deadline that feels a little bit scary, but not one that is outlandish. Because if it's outlandish, it's not going to encourage you to move forward and actually accomplish it in that time. Sure, it might push you to move faster, but if we're using the example of writing a musical, that's something that takes sometimes years and years and years to create. So don't set yourself up with a deadline that really is not actually doable in any way, shape, or form. And the last way that you can recognize that a creative deadline is not a good one is what I call a dead-end deadline. In other words, you're setting a deadline to complete a certain section or piece of whatever project you're working on, but you don't know why you're doing it at that moment. In other words, it doesn't have the next step in front of it. So when you are setting deadlines, you don't want these random deadlines that are just out there with no other deadline in front of it. In fact, I'm going to encourage you to read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. If you haven't read it, it is the most incredible book on great habits. But one of the things he talks about is, hey, you have to set yourself up of, hey, you're going to work on this. And after you do that, you're going to do this. And after that, you're going to do this. And so when you set a deadline, you don't want these dead-end deadlines that are just this random date you threw out without knowing why you're doing it by then, so that you can actually take the next step to hit the next deadline. So I want to ask you, which of these not so great creative deadlines have you often said to yourself? Have you said the rules deadline where it's like, if I don't get this by this date, then I'm not doing it? Or have you set the one that's too fast, too soon? You set one that's just outlandish and there's no way you can get it? Or maybe you've set yourself dead-end deadlines that don't have any additional step. So this week, my friend, I want you to become very aware of your relationship to deadlines. I want you to start assessing for yourself, how do you feel about deadlines? Are you good at them? Are you bad at them? Do you like to have a deadline always? Or do you like to be kind of free form? Because that alone, that step number one to figure out how you react to deadlines will set you up for success once you know what yours is. And the great thing is, there's no right or wrong answer. There's no good or bad with this. This is literally you just becoming aware of your relationship to deadlines, and then you do your projects and you do your work around that. And speaking of deadlines, I'm going to wrap up this episode because I have a deadline to complete two more episodes before I leave for about 2 weeks. So I am so excited that we got to talk about this topic, and I can't wait to hear how you are handling your creative deadlines. And I look forward to talking to you next week. And until then, keep living your unstoppably creative life. Bye-bye.